ओम शांति। दिस इज अव्यक्त मुरली, 1 फरवरी 1979। 9. द स्पेशल एरो ऑफ माया इज दैट ऑफ वेस्ट थॉट्स। शी यूजेस दिस एरो टू मेक यूअर इंटेलेक्ट वीक, देन बिकॉज इट इज वीक इट इज इजिली इन्फ्लुएंस्ड। वेन यू आर वीक यू आर अनेबल टू डू वॉट यू वॉन्ट। So even though you want to do something, you are unable to do it. The reason for this is that you don't use the power that you have received from the Almighty Authority. The special power is the power of churning. You don't know how to use the power to churn. So this is the Murli of February 79. Baba is saying, Maya uses a special type of arrow, which is that waste thoughts. Then because it is weak, intellect is weak, it is easily influenced. When you are weak, you are unable to do what you want to do. So even though you want to do something, you are unable to do it. The reason for this is that you don't use the power that you have received from Almighty Authority. The special power is the power of churning. You don't know how to use the power of churning. So here Baba is talking about a special power, and this is the power of churning. Power to churning, power to churn. So many times Baba has said, just as cows, they churn, they ruminate, chew the cud. So that act of rumination which they do, whatever they have eaten, they bring it back and try to eat again, as if they have two stomachs, as it said. So here also, whatever you listen, you have to churn it. Rumination, R-U-M-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Rumination is something what we in Hindi call jugali, ugarna, whatever. So this rumination actually means to contemplate, to think deeply, seriously, to mull over something about some particular point. So this act of rumination, this act of contemplating, this act of churning the knowledge is very important. It has been seen that Brahmins keep on listening Murli, they keep on listening lot many classes, they keep on jotting down lot many points. But something which is missing is this churning process. We listen so many things, but how much we churn? This churning is so important because this knowledge remains something apart from our being. It doesn't become our own being, our own part. It should become a part and parcel of my internal self. So for this reason, churning is very important. So whenever we talk of churning, we always describe four things. Why to churn, when to churn, how to churn, what is the best place for churning? So these are the four questions. We divide this topic. The very first question is, why to churn? As I already said, it doesn't become our own if we don't churn. So one thing is to make knowledge our own. One. Second, why should we churn? Yes. To make intellect powerful. As Baba is saying in the same Murli, because you don't churn, Maya uses special arrows of waste thoughts and intellect becomes weak. So it is the question of weak intellect and strong intellect. Intellect which has the habit of churning, intellect is just like muscles. A person who goes to gym, who does regular exercises, he will build his muscles, he will become strong. The person who doesn't exercise, who lives a sedentary life, his muscles will become flabby, and in due course of time he will develop obesity and host of diseases. So what is required is exercise. As I said, memory, intellect, this is just like muscles. You want to be strong. This world is a gymnasium where we have come to make ourselves strong. This world is gymnasium. We have entered this arena to make ourselves strong. It is not the question of fortune that somebody says that particular person's intellect is very good, his memory is very good, his remembrance is good, his planning is very good, his intellect is very sharp, his acumen is very keen. No, it is the question of training. It is the question of training. It has been seen that those children who solve a lot of puzzles, small puzzles, those who watch cartoons, their intellect is, you know, more creative. So how do they become creative? That is the question, because they are doing exercise with their intellect. So in the similar manner, in this knowledge also, we divide Brahmins into two groups. There are those Brahmins who don't churn, there are other group who churn. It is not the question of just giving lectures or discourses. It is the question of self-improvement. We are churning. Another reason for churning, the very first question I ask is, why to churn? First is to make it our own. Second is to make ourselves strong. Third is so that this knowledge becomes more clear to us. Right now there are so many grey shades, so many grey areas in our mind about this knowledge. We have not really understood it. So many different points are there. If you go to any Avyakta Murli, it is of 6 pages. We read it, we know it. But to understand it, to experience it, to imbibe it, this imbibition takes time and takes lot of churning. Without that it will not happen. So that the knowledge becomes clear to us, we need to churn. That is the third reason for churning. Fourth, I need answers from every one of you. Churning is just like digestion. Absorption and assimilation, Baba has said so many times. This knowledge is not information. This is something which should translate into practice. And for this, you need a very clear understanding of it, and you need absolute good absorption. We should not, in medicine, we have malabsorption syndromes. That is a disease. People eat, they go for, have loose motions. They vomit, they don't absorb, they remain weak. They keep on running from pillar to post. This doctor, that doctor, no relief. They eat a lot, but they don't digest. So the power to digest and power to assimilate food, Murli is our food. So to digest it, to assimilate it, we need churning. Then next, similarly this food gets turned into energy. Yeah, then it's a shaktishali, it's a powerful weapon. Churning is a weapon. Okay. No, but why do we churn? Why should we churn? What? That's done. Food, assimilation, next point. We can use it on time. Okay. Then, why to churn? For better understanding, as I said. Then? As you are churning, it's whatever you churn, that easily comes into practice. You can say it this way. Whatever you churn, that easily comes into practice. Otherwise it is difficult. That remains a theory. You can give lecture on that, but it is nowhere seen in your life. So, that is there. Yes, it goes, travels. Better understanding. Then, we can explain this knowledge to others in a better manner. That is another reason that we need to churn. If you want to relate this knowledge to others, we need better understanding. With better understanding, we are able to explain, we are able to convince others. Because otherwise it's so difficult. People with scientific background, people with religious background, those who have their hardcore belief systems. How can you break their belief systems? You need a very clear-cut understanding of this. Suppose a person comes to you who has read all the scriptures. Suppose a person comes who is from another religion, not non-Hindu religion, who are born and brought up in absolutely different culture. So it becomes so difficult for them that time. That is one thing, that your stage is very good and you are very calm and quiet and you are making them experience that peace. That is another thing. But to convince them with knowledge, they put their one point, we should be able to break them that point. To able to convince them, we need a very strong point. People come to us and say, why don't you eat onion and garlic? They are so good for health. They might bring so many research studies. They are available. Onion and garlic, they are definitely good for heart. Alcohol taken in small amount is good for heart. If they come to you this point, and it is not that, it's good that you give them sakash and you listen to them, but you should also have all the knowledge points so that you should be able to convince them. These are the scientific reasons. Our knowledge is not a knowledge of superstition. It is not that because it is just said like that and we have believed. No. We have scientific basis, we have scientific background. Each and every point Baba is saying, it is not without rhyme and rhythm. There is a deep philosophy, deep psychology. Just now we were studying about giving time to others. So this is very deep. So for deeper understanding of knowledge, for better understanding of knowledge, for better explaining to others, explain to others in a better manner, we need churning. So that is the first question. You can churn more on the same question, why to churn. Second is, when to churn. What is the timing? Everybody knows this. The best time is after Amrit Vela. Morning time. Wee hours of the morning. This is the best time we sit and we churn, because mind is fresh. Vibrations are very good. So we can take any topic and we can expand it. We can churn anything for that matter. If suppose you have any problem in life, you can churn even that problem. If you have conflict with somebody, why that conflict is occurring? We need to churn on that. Probably to get a better understanding. In English language, there is something known as narration or documentary. You must have seen a lot of documentaries. Okay? How they describe? Suppose, for example, documentary on the life of Mahatma Gandhi. So they describe Mahatma Gandhi was born in this happened, he came to India. Do a documentary on yourself. See yourself as a third person. What I did the whole day. Suppose, anybody for that matter, he takes his name and he says, this person got up in the morning at this time, and then he did this, he did. Look at yourself as a third person. And then focus on that problem, on that conflict of emotions or conflict of relationship. Narration. This is a technique of narration. Let us see ourselves as if you are writing a biography. As if you are making a biopic movie. Somebody has written about you. So how that somebody will write about you? He will write, for example, Dr. Kumud was born here. She came in Gyan. Let me do the same for myself. My own documentary, my own narrative, my own narration. And that creates the feeling of detached observer. I am detached. This is a separate person. This is not me. I am this, I did. So when you do this, you get a clear understanding. Yes, this is the point where I went wrong. So that is one way. So when to churn? Morning, evening, or whenever you get time. But the best time is morning. Third question is, which is the best place for churning? Which is the place for churning? It could be anything. Any place where you are alone. It could be your room, it could be garden, it could be terrace, it could be nature. You know, if you study all the nature poets, what ideas they got study the life of William Wordsworth. They are nature poets. W.H. Davies. They are talking with nature. Percy B.C. Shelley. Shakespeare. All these are the nature poets. If you read their poetries, there is a spark of spirituality. Even though none of them were religious people. But there is a spark of spirituality in all the Emily Brontes. So many poets are there. Robert Southey. So many poets, they are all nature poets. So they are very much in touch with nature, Mother Nature. They like to listen to that sibilance, that silence, that voices of nature. They talk with birds. So, going close to nature helps you in your churning. So that is third question, what is the best place for churning? Fourth question is how to churn. If suppose I give you one topic, satisfaction, contentment, how to churn this topic? Yes. From different, think from different viewpoints, yes, okay. How, why, when, where. These are the different methods of churning. Why, when, how, where, how. Ask different questions, self-questioning. Like if you take contentment, first is definition. What is contentment? Second is what Baba has said about contentment. Third, what world says about contentment. Fourth, why I should be content. What are the advantages of contentment? What are the losses I incur if I remain discontent, distraught in life? Think in that line. Start thinking. And what are the ways to remain content? What is my life without contentment and with contentment? So this is the method of churning. You take any topic for that matter. Take any topic. That topic could be from slogan, from blessing, from entire Murli, any one topic, and start thinking about it. To think is the hardest thing in the world, somebody has said. To think is the hardest thing in the world. A drop of ink make millions think. A drop of ink make millions think. So, whether it is writing, you can churn even by writing. There are different methods. You can churn as if you approach, like Baba used to give when they were in Karachi. He used to give them different topics for churning. When they came in Mount here in 1950s, he used to give them different topics as if he was preparing them for their future service. Though none was inclined to go out for service, but he used to tell them, suppose if you go to any conference, how would you give this knowledge? If you go to temple, how would you give this knowledge? If you go to Krishna's temple, if you go to Lakshmi Narayana's temple, how will you impart this knowledge? Different, if suppose a group of journalists come to you, how will you give this knowledge? So this is what stimulates. This intellect should get a jerk. Then it starts churning. So, today, think about these four questions. Why to churn? When to churn? How to churn? And fourth, what is the best place for churning? The place where I am churning, is that the best place or I need to change? Sometimes sitting in the room, it is difficult to churn. You have to go out in open, in communion with nature. So, if you churn, your intellect becomes powerful. When intellect is powerful, Maya cannot shoot her arrow.